This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. You can also subscribe and listen to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcasting app. Today, we have a very special guest on the show, Tawana Blasingame. Tawana is the editor-in-chief of Queen Size Magazine, a monthly national plus-size fashion and lifestyle publication for both men and women, founded in 2011. Tawana is embarking on a new journey. She is the executive producer of the Full Figured Industry Awards, also known as the FFIAs, premiering November 2019. The FFIAs is a prestigious ceremony of awards honoring the craftsmanship and commitment to excellence across various platforms spanning the full figure industry, from models, makeup artists, and designers to bloggers, photographers, entertainers, influencers, and productions. Tawana and her team are working relentlessly to ensure that each and every well-deserving nominee is celebrated for their work ethic and dedication to the industry. I'm honored that this is Tawana's first public interview with all of the exclusive details about the Full Figured Industry Awards today, and you're going to hear everything first on the Shanice Lewis Show. Let's welcome Tawana to the show. Hi. I'm so good. It's good to talk to you today. I know you're so busy. Thanks for taking out the time.
Oh, for you, anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you started off in the industry as a poet and an author. So how did you discover the plus community?
So when I wrote my books, I wasn't in the community yet. You know, it was just something that was on my bucket list when I was younger, and I just wrote two books. The magazine came a couple of years after that. And ironically, most people don't know this, Queen Size Magazine wasn't my first magazine.
Oh, really?
I started another magazine. Yes. I started another magazine. It was called Royal Circuit. And for people who don't know what the circuit community is, it's, you know, the biker clubs, the truckers, the social clubs. So that's the circuit community. And that's what the magazine was about. And so a year of doing that, you know, it wasn't really my passion. So I stopped doing it. And then I had to start writing my stuff that, you know, I can relate to. And so I started writing about, you know, plus-size women because, you know, at that time I was on, you know, this whole health kick. I stopped eating meat for 2 years. And so I started writing about, you know, my plus-size journey. And so I was interviewing women who kind of share the same struggles. Queen Size Magazine evolved over the years into a plus-size fashion magazine. So it wasn't intentional when I first started. It wasn't supposed to be about fashion. It just kind of grew into that.
And so in 2011, when you started, it wasn't about fashion. What was it about at the very beginning?
It was just about people sharing, you know, plus-size women sharing, you know, their stories about, you know, their weight loss journeys and, you know, their plus-size journeys. And then I was interviewing, you know, successful plus-size women. And then it just kind of evolved. And I think if my memory serves me correct, I don't know, I believe it was Dawn Hall. She's the one that really introduced the whole fashion segment into the magazine. And then it kind of grew.
And you're still evolving because now you include men.
Yes. Last year, we went co-ed. in 2018, the beginning of 2018, we went co-ed. And so, you know, every year you have to do something. You have to do something different. Every year you have to add on something, or you may even have to stop doing something that wasn't really working the previous year. So, you know, with, you know, the plus size men, the big and tall men coming on the scene, it's like, you know, you have to roll with punches. You have to add everybody. Started another magazine. So I just
incorporated
into it.
Now, Queen Size Magazine is not just an online publication, but you can actually order hard copies. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, with the everybody going digital, and most people are taking away, you know, the hard copies, it's important to me to keep those hard copies. I personally like to pick up books and flip the pages. And I know there are other people who like to do the same thing. And people like to see themselves in a magazine. They like to walk around with, you know, the hard copy and be able to show their friends without having to, you know, open up the internet. And so I thought it was important to keep the print copy. So the print is not going away. Even though we added, you know, our website, we have digital articles on our website that people can go and read real time. I have to keep the print.
Right.
People
Some people just
that.
Like a magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And what were your biggest obstacles getting the magazine off the ground?
I think it was really trying to find what it was, what direction I wanted the magazine to go in. Because when I started, let me tell you the reason, the real reason why I started the magazine is because my ultimate dream when I was younger was to write for a magazine. That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to work for Hallmark, or I wanted to write for a magazine. Those are the two things. And neither one of those things happened. So what I ended up doing with my poetry, which was supposed to go to Hallmark, but they didn't want it, I wrote my poetry book. Had to get that out of my system. And so I still had it in my system that I wanted to write for a magazine. I would submit, you know, articles here and there, but, you know, nobody would have published. So that's the reason why I started my own. But in starting your own and starting a monthly publication, you have to keep going every month. So it's like, okay,
right,
what direction is this magazine going to go in? Because you can't just be flip-flopping all over the place, because then people don't know what they're buying that month. Okay, what are you going to write about this month? So I think that was the biggest obstacle, really finding the direction that I wanted to go with the magazine. And once I found it, it was, you know, we took off from there.
Now, I heard there was a group of people that told you your magazine wouldn't make it past 1 year. Now, tell me about that experience, and did it discourage you in the beginning?
Yeah, that is very true. The interesting thing is I can remember exactly who was sitting at the table, and I can remember exactly where I was when we talked. So when I brought up the idea that I wanted to do this magazine, people looked at me like I was crazy. It was like, you know, everybody's going digital. You know, your magazine is not going to last. I'll give you a year. And, you know, it's not going to last because, you see, at that time, a lot of people were going digital. I got it, but I still wanted to do it. It discouraged me a little bit because this was my support system. And
so was it people in the plus community or just your personal friends?
No. These were my you know, I wouldn't necessarily call them friends. Now, here's another thing about me. I used to do radio. I had my own radio show. And so these were kind of business partners. So
Oh, okay.
It was something else that I wanted to add on to it. And they were like, you know, it's just not going to work out. It's not going to pan out. And I was like, okay, so I can't do this. And then eventually I was like, you know what, you know, my mom always told me, you know, if you want to do it, do it. My mother always told me you can do whatever it is that you want, and I believe her. And I said, I'm going to go forth, and I'm going to start this magazine. And so I had another business partner at the time who I started the magazine with. And, I was just like, I'm going to do it. So, yeah, to answer your question, I was discouraged at first, but, yeah, I had to do it. It was a dream of mine.
Well, you kept moving forward, and now you are 8 years in. So now that you are successful in 8 years, a lot of my listeners want to model for you. So how do you select your cover models for your magazine?
Amen to that. So I always tell people they can email us. Email us your pitch. Email us some images. It can either be the images that you are looking for us to publish or, some of your past work. So we can see, your style. You have to also email in your story. What is your cover story going to be? So once people email, all that stuff, and then, we read through everything and we decide, okay, who's going to be on the cover of this issue. And each of the issues have themes. So, it has to kind of fit in with the theme for that month. Now, I won't tell you no lie. If it's an amazing story and it's something that has to be told, I will switch the whole magazine around. I will switch the theme, and I have done it. I will switch the theme. You know what? The theme this month is no longer bridal. We are going to be talking about something else, and I will make that switch. I have done it probably the week of release. Switch the whole thing around.
So
if it's something
that needs
to be told.
Do you take photo submissions, or do you pick people to do photo shoots? Because you do a lot of your photo shoots in-house.
Both. There are some people who have their own photographers and who want to submit their images, and I'm okay with that as long as the images are great quality, print quality. We're fine with that. If not, if you don't have one, then, we can do the photo shoot. Not a problem. Most of our cover photo shoots, we do.
Got it. Now, I post a quote on Facebook that everybody wants to be supported, but never support. And many people as you can while being a mom and working a 9-to-5 job. Now, elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, yeah, it's difficult because I'm a supporter. I love to support people because I understand what it's like to have a business. Not necessarily, and it doesn't need to be small businesses, large corporations as well. I like to support people. And so I have to travel most of the time when I'm going out to support people. Either I'm flying or we're driving. Whatever the case may be, we have to spend money to go out and support people. And I try. Even if I can't be there, we have team of people, we have house bottles where, if it happens to happen in your state, I'll reach out to a model, let's just say in North Carolina. Something's happened in North Carolina I can't get to. We'll ask some of the house models, does anybody want to go represent the magazine? We try to have representation at most of the events there physically. But then on the flip side of that, people don't necessarily want to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard. You don't want to get into the mindset where, I'm not supporting you because you don't support me. Because at the end of the day, we all support an industry. And not necessarily people, even though, there are petty people who think like that. But you try not to get into that mindset. But it is hard. It's hard, especially
right.
If I go to your show 5 years in a row and you have not picked up not one of my magazines, it bothers me.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
Right. It should.
It would bother me. And you subscribe to my magazine every year. A year's subscription every year, and I never attend or I never send any representation to your show or any event that you have, you would take it personally. So, at the end of the day, we all have to support each other one way or another. And all support it's not necessarily financial. People don't always want money. You don't always have to give nobody money. But, you know, share a post every now and then. You know, like a photo. You know, there are different
right. Like
of,
the page, period.
Huh? It's like the page, period. You know, give a referral. There are so many different forms of support, but I think a lot of us just get into this mindset of, you know, they want to take care of their business and they want everybody to support them, but they don't want to support anybody else. That's not right.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I try to support everybody because, you know, I'm supporting an industry. I want my industry to grow.
Right, and that's
so
bigger
yeah,
than one person.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now,
so support, man, support.
With everything you have going on, this year you have decided to launch the Full Figured Industry Awards. Now, how long have you been working on this project?
Probably about 3 years now. You know, it's been, the idea came up about 3 years ago. I was sitting in my living room and I said to Phil, I was like, Phil. And for people that don't know Phil, you should know Phil. Philip Drew is actually my VP. And I said to him, I said, you know what we should do? We should do an award ceremony, right? And he's like, yeah, all right, then we'll do it. You know, he supports all my crazy ideas. He really does. At some point, he's going to have to tell me to stop. But and I remember talking to my uncle about it. My uncle's the same way. He's like, then you should do it. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And for 3 years, I sat on this idea. Every time I start doing it, I would stop. And then finally I said, I called one of my team members, now, I'm going to do. And he was like, now, I have very supportive men in my life. He was like, and you should. So let's do it. And to do this, and this is what we're doing. So I said, okay. And so we got the ball rolling. And I finally made the announcement last year, 2018, at our holiday party after he threatened me. And he was like, if you don't announce it, I'm going to announce it. And I was like, there's no, once you put it out there, you can't take it back.
Right.
So it was like, and I think, you know, with me dragging my foot, as long as I did not put it out in the public, I was able to drag my feet with it. But once I made the announcement, I'm a person of my word. I try to keep my word. Now I have to do it. So, and now Full Figure Industry Awards is happening November 2nd, 2019. No bad news.
Now tell us the overview. Tell us the overview of the event, what it entails.
So the award ceremony, we are going to be issuing out 26 awards. And when you think of the, we call it the Fires, and that's what it's going to be known as, the Fires, because the Full Figure Industry Awards is a mouthful. So the Fires, when you think about the Fires, you think about, you know, the BET Awards, because we're mimicking it after that, because that's our goal. This is where we want to be. So you think about, you know, the, not necessarily the Golden Globes, because it's not going to be a dinner thing. It's going to be theater style seating. 26 awards. We're giving out 2 special awards. We're going to have entertainment there. There's 2 entertainers. And right before then, of course, we'll have our pre-award reception with the red carpet and cocktails, the special invited guests for that. So it's going to be a full-blown award ceremony. No fashion show. The only fashion you're going to see is what people are wearing. That's it. No fashion show, no vendors, none of that stuff. Just an award ceremony.
So some people assume that you launched this year because Full Figure Fashion Week is not happening. Now, did that have anything to do with you launching this year? You were already planning to do it anyway.
No, we were planning to do it anyway. I didn't find out. I made the announcement in November was it December? No, December, early December. I believe Gwen announced probably early this year that she wasn't doing full figure Fashion Week. At least that's when I found out. So we made the announcement before we even found out that full figure Fashion Week wasn't happening this year. So no, we haven't been to full figure Fashion Week at all. And honestly, I had already spoken to Gwen about this like mid last year.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, yeah, it was even before Full Figure Fashion Week last year that I had spoken to Gwen about this because, I needed her blessing on certain things. And in that conversation is actually when I found out that I was being awarded at Full Figure Fashion Week in that same conversation. So, no, it wasn't because Full Figure Fashion Week wasn't happening this year at all.
Now, the event is happening in Queens. Why did you choose Queens and not Manhattan?
Well, two reasons. One reason, it is a fraction of the cost. Manhattan
right.
is expensive, okay? And two, there's nothing that really happens in Queens fashion-wise. There's a couple of shows that people have produced in Queens. Nothing major. And so I wanted to do something different. So I wanted to kind of put Queens on the map. Because Jamaica Queens, they're going through this whole, they're rebuilding Jamaica Queens. I believe like probably early last year, they got this huge grant to redo Jamaica Queens. So that, they're getting a facelift, kind of sort, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and so I wanted to bring something to Jamaica Queens. It's not where I'm from. I'm a Brooklyn girl, but I live in Queens, and I just wanted to do something. And it's very convenient, right outside of transportation. Transportation is right outside, so it's not far from any transportation at all. So it's easy to get to. It might be easier transportation wise than Manhattan.
Because it's like closer to an airport.
It is. Yep. JFK is probably about 20 minutes, and LaGuardia, same thing.
Okay. Nice. Now you
mm-hmm.
just mentioned earlier that you are not having a fashion show, showcase, or any kind of fashion presented. So you are not seeking any models or designers, and you will not be having a model call. Is that correct?
Absolutely not. That's a question that I get a lot of. People will send me a lot of messages asking me that. Are you going to have a casting call? Are you looking for models? How can I be a model? We are not doing any casting calls. It's not a fashion show at all. We don't need any models. I just need the models to come and support the Full Figure Industry Awards. No fashion at all. No fashion show.
And if you did need models for the event, you already have in-house models for Queen Size Magazine, right?
Yeah, we have about 50 house models for Queen Size Magazine. So, chances are if for whatever reason we add any fashion part to it, it won't be a fashion show at all. But if I need models for anything, more than likely we would, use our house models first.
And you also just mentioned there will not be any vendors at the event. So what are some ways that somebody's listening with a small business, could they support or promote their product since they can't be a vendor?
So they can reach out to me via email. The email address is fullfigureindustryawards@gmail.com or the FIAS, FIAS@gmail.com. We have packages for small businesses. We actually have an advertisement package that we can present to smaller businesses, or we can customize a package for you if that package doesn't work for you. But we do have ways that people can advertise their businesses without buying vendor space and having to sell. Because I want everybody to enjoy the show. I don't want anybody to worry about being outside having to sell their stuff. I don't want vendors to even have to worry whether or not they are going to sell their stuff. Just come and enjoy the show. And if you want to purchase a small business sponsorship package, just reach out to us. We can make
so what you're
happen.
Trying to do, you're trying to create an upscale environment for this event.
Absolutely. That is the goal. That is the goal. The goal, the ultimate goal is to really to be on TV just like the rest of them. I want to see.
Oh, nice.
I want to see a red carpet, big and tall, and plus size woman. That's what I want to see on TV. That's where I want to see it. And so that's my goal.
Now, how will you select your nominees that are getting honored? What is the criteria? Will it be people with mainstream success that's in major campaigns, a million followers, and lots of press? Or will it be more of people in the community doing positive things?
So, well, first of all, I'm not a numbers person. I respect the numbers game, but, you know, I don't judge people based on numbers. Productivity is how, you know, I judge people. But the nomination process is we have a nomination committee from the industry, from the fashion industry. In each
now,
of
who's on this committee?
Members.
Can you tell me?
Nope. No. So our nomination committee will remain anonymous. I don't want anybody to get mad at anybody because they didn't nominate them. You know what I mean? So the nomination committee is completely anonymous. The nomination committee don't even know each other. So, you know, I personally pick no. Absolutely not. That's and then that's to keep things fair. So, you know, I want unbiased opinions, and you know, I don't want any conflicts. I don't want anybody talking to anybody and saying, hey, you know, let's everybody pick this person. You know, I just want to keep it fair. So it's completely anonymous, and everybody nominates someone for each category. They submit it into us, and those are who are going to reach the ballot. Now, one thing that we did recently agree on, my team and I, is that we are going to allow a wild card nomination, which means that we will allow the public to nominate people for the categories. And the one person with the most votes from the public will end up on the ballot for each category. So we
nice.
As well.
So you are really doing this just like mainstream with the ballots coming in secret.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it's no
favoritism. I did a lot of research on how, you know, the mainstream awards ceremonies do their process.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a little bit from everybody. And I would really want to make it fair for everybody.
Right. So when will the nominees be announced?
Probably, I want to say, this is March. I want to say maybe early summer we will start
mm-hmm.
announcing. It might be even before then, but the deadline will probably be in the summer. Because then there has to be this whole, I have to update. There's a whole process after we come up with the nominees. There's a whole process. Because there is a voting process as well. So there's only three people from each category are going to end up as finalists. So there's a voting process for the public to vote.
Okay, so are there going to be categories with three or four people in it, and at the event somebody doesn't win, or at the event it's only the people acknowledged that got it?
So there's only going to be one winner for each category.
Okay. And
one
no
winner.
Losers.
No lose, absolutely not. No one is going to be a loser. You know, at the award ceremony, it was a pleasure being nominated. That's what I want everybody to feel. It was a pleasure being nominated. But the three finalists with the most votes will be invited to the show, and those will be our three finalists, and the winner from each category will be announced at the show. You know how to say the envelope, please? That's how we're going to do it.
Oh, okay. So hopefully nobody goes away mad.
I hope they don't.
Are you prepared for that?
I'm never prepared for people to be mad at me, which is why I try to keep things as fair as possible. The only thing that you can be mad about is that you didn't win. I don't want anybody to be mad saying that, you know, it was an unfair process.
Right.
And so I'm trying to keep everything fair. So nobody be mad at me, please.
So are you currently looking for sponsors? Do you have any sponsors confirmed yet?
You know what? I promised you when we decided we were going to do the show that I was going to give you some exclusive. And I have not announced this yet, but I will tell you, Shanice, we have confirmed as of today, we got the contract back for our first sponsor, and our first sponsor is Bandolette. They are going to be our pre-award reception sponsor, so they're going to be hosting the pre-award ceremony along with the face of 2019.
Well, that's exciting. You are getting support already and don't even have everything put up yet, so that's a good sign.
Absolutely. And those ladies support us, and I appreciate them for coming on board. We do have a few other sponsors that we are working with. Another sponsor that we have, now, I'm going to tell you something. I do not want to get this lady's name wrong, so let me pull up this email. The name of her company is Imperial 1002. She's a graphic design artist, and she came on as a sponsor to do our graphics.
Oh, so that that's my friend.
Yes. Ariel,
yes.
Right?
Saying her name right. Yes, the wonderful graphic designer. So shout out to her. That's why your flyer was so pretty. Now it makes sense.
Yes. Yes. She actually did the save the date flyer for us. So she came on as a sponsor. It was a complete surprise. It was a complete blessing because I reached out to her. I was like, please send me your prices and. She was like, okay, give me a day. And 2 days, she came back to me, and she was like, hey, you know, I love what you're doing, and I would love to come on as a sponsor. I was like, come on, honey.
Yes, right on time.
So we have two. Mm-hmm. So we have two sponsors confirmed right now. And we're working on a couple more.
Perfect. And when does the website launch?
So I'm currently working on the website. Yes, I'm doing that part too. And because I know exactly what it is that I want. And once I get, I'm just waiting on a couple more things because we have a Lifetime Achievement Award that we're giving out. And we have an Iconic Award. Once I get the contract back for those, because I don't want to say anything without contract signed, we'll announce those. But when the website goes live, there are certain things that I need to have on the website, and those are some of the things. So once I get all this stuff back, it'll go live. I would probably say my target date for go live is May 1st. And
perfect.
It may be before then.
Okay.
I'm an early
now,
girl.
This
I like
might,
to do things early.
No, I love that. So people can plan and get it on their calendar. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a fabulous event. Now, this might be too early to ask, but when will tickets go on sale, and do you have the price yet?
The tickets will probably go on sale. I have a phone call with my team on Thursday, and we're supposed to be talking about when we're going to release early bird tickets. So I can't tell you when the tickets will go on sale yet, but there will be early bird tickets, probably early summer, maybe even before then. But and I haven't really decided when how much the tickets are going to be. They are not going to be expensive, though. We will
and
not
so
be selling $100 tickets.
What is the number of people you are anticipating in the audience?
My goal is to sell out, and the venue holds 400 people, and that is my
goal. Wow.
To fill every
400
single
people.
Last week. Yes. Now you want to hear something funny, though?
What?
The original venue that I was going to go with actually held about a little over 3,000 people. And so, yes, that was my original goal. And my team was like, you know what, let's go, let's cut back a little on year one and build up to that. And, you know, I trust my team. And I was like, you know what, okay. Year one, we're going to go smaller. So 400 is small for us compared to our vision.
Yes.
And then eventually
right.
it's going to grow. One question I know I didn't answer that you asked me before as far as sponsorships. Yes, we
mm-hmm.
are looking for sponsors. So anybody who's interested in being a sponsor, if you can't reach me, you know, feel free to reach out to Shanice. She'll give you my contact information. But, you know, the email address, like I said earlier, is either Full Figure Industry Awards at Gmail or the Fias, THEFFIAS at gmail.com. Just reach out to me. Or reach out to me on Facebook, Tawana Blasting Game. You can reach out to us via Instagram, Facebook, however. Just find us. Just find us. And,
right.
You know, we're willing to work with anybody's budget.
Do you have a team that's helping? Well, you just mentioned you have a team, so let's shout out the team. Tell us who's on your team.
So here's another exclusive that you're going to see because I have not announced my team yet. I have, yes, of course, I am the executive producer. Philip Drew is one of the producers. Everybody knows Aubrey from National Thursday. He is one
mm-hmm.
of our own. He's a co-producer. Everybody knows my left hand, because Phil is my right hand, Misha Ann. He is my executive director for the magazine, and she's also one of the fashion editors. She is part of my team. Sheena Pastella is part of my team. Everybody knows Reggie, the infamous Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
He is part of my team. Sharonda Granberry, who is the 2019 face of Queen Size Magazine, she is on my team as well. So I have a great team. And there are a couple more people who I will be adding to the team, but they have specific duties that I haven't announced yet. So, yeah.
And closer to the event, will you be looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. Now, it's funny that you asked that question, because I do have a volunteer coordinator. Her name is Dorinda Benjamin. If anybody knows Mimi, the Mimi Benjamin, the social media guru, the young lady
mm-hmm.
that does Network Your Curves Off, it's her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Dorinda on another event. And when I tell you, she was fabulous. And I said to her, I have an event coming up, and as soon as I start working on it, I'm going to reach out to you. And I reached out to her, and I told her, I was like, I need you on my team. So she's actually going to be in charge of volunteer coordinators. So people can reach out to me. She hasn't begun her duties as yet, But, you know, I'll make the connection for people who want to be volunteers. We would love to have volunteers.
So what is the ultimate goal with your career and brand?
I think my ultimate goal in anything that I do is always to be able to help people. That's all I ever want to do in life. If you look at all the things that I'm doing, everything I'm doing is just, you know, to help other people. With the magazine, I want to help people get published. I want to help people who may not necessarily have a direction and where they want to go in the fashion industry. I want to help guide. Everything I do is to help people. That's my ultimate goal. When it's all said and done, I want to be able to say that I've helped as many people as I possibly can. That's what I want to do. That's it. And whatever that
is. That's a great goal to have. Now, do you have anything else coming up that we could be on the lookout for? You got enough on your plate with this event.
So I have actually been thinking about, and don't laugh at me, I have actually been given some consideration into starting another magazine. It's something that I'm praying on because I do have a lot of stuff on my plate. But I haven't really decided if I'm going to go forth with it or not. If I'm ready to, you know, I'll let you know. Hey, Shanice, I'm starting another magazine, but I don't know yet. It's still something that I'm toying around with.
Well, you like to be busy,
like you said,
then. You don't like
stuff.
The
yeah.
You don't like yeah. the rest, do you?
I do. I do like to rest, but I like to be busy. I've always been a busybody. I like to be busy. I need to always be doing something. That's why it's hard for me to go to sleep at nighttime because I go from the computer and then I go to bed and my mind is still racing. And I'm like, okay, you know, I might as well get up because, you know, I still have stuff on my mind. So, you know, it's difficult. You know, I have kids. I have a kid in college.
I didn't know that.
Yes. My oldest son is in his second year of college, and he's taking graphic design. So, you know, one day he'll be able to help mom. He helps me now.
Yeah.
He's another set of eyes for me. And at the same time, you know, I get to teach him as well. So, and my youngest son is about to graduate from elementary school. How about that?
Oh, a big gap in between them.
Yes, and when people ask me, I still to this day, I don't know what happened. But, yeah, my kids are 9 years apart. And I'm a mom. I have a full-time job. You know, I take care of my mom. And, you know, I do a magazine, and I'm about to embark on this fires. And it's a lot. I also sit on the board of directors for National Courage Day. So... we are about to go into production mode for that as well.
Wow.
You know, a lot. But I like to be.
Don't
busy.
Take any more projects.
Remember what I said at the end of the day? You know, I just want to help people, as many people as I can. I want to help people succeed. And, you know, and if I can, that's what I'm going to do. So, yeah.
Tell us your official websites and social media pages where we can keep up with everything you have going on.
Man, I have a lot of I have a lot. So let's start with the magazine. So
okay.
The website itself is queensizemagazine.com. And if anybody forgets any of our social media, we have links on our website as well. So our LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all easy to remember, Queen Size Magazine. So everything is Queen Size Magazine. Our email is queensizemagazine@gmail.com. First thing I learned, branding. And for the fires, which I'm actually going to do, now that I think about this, I am going to create a link on our Queen Size Magazine website to direct people to the flyers, just in case they don't remember. So it's one of the two, either Full Figure Industry Awards or it's the flyers, T-H-E-F-F-I-A-S. And the Instagram is T-H-E_F-F-I-A-S.
Got it. Well, I'm definitely going to support all of your projects. I believe in supporting. So any way I can help you, let me know. And just congratulations on everything and continued success.
I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your support. You're always so supportive. And I know this is you're supportive with most people. So, you know, keep up the good work. And I just like to say, you know, I'm very proud of myself because I'm the interviewer. I'm not usually good with interviews, and I usually take over interviews. And I said to myself in the beginning, Tawana, this is not your show. You are not going to interview. So I'm proud of myself. I appreciate you so much for having me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you. You do the same. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to my guest this evening, the fabulous Tawana Blasingame. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.